When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Monday. It's the Connor Happer Show. You're on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer, Josh Hodson back with you from quite the weekend. Around here, a lot of bad, a lot of good, and I'm sure there was some, you know, there was a lot of waiting, I guess, in between as well with tarps and things of that nature. Let's set things up first. Mike Schaefer will join us at 11:30. He is offering Kool-Aid for anybody who is interested.
Oh.
And Sam McEwen will join at 1. He wrote today about Nebraska's offense and its capabilities, of course, under Dylan Raiola, which will, of course, be the topic of the day today. Elsewhere, we'll talk about, obviously, the spring game and Dylon and all the things that happened and injuries as well. Some other stuff going around as well. We'll jump into the baseball from over the weekend. Charles Barkley, you know, continues to show why NBA on TNT is the best show on television. Creighton with some basketball moves over the weekend. The draft finished up over the weekend. Major League Baseball, our long national nightmare of the uniforms, have been fixed. They heard you.
They said it couldn't be done. Not possible.
It's in the process, I guess, of being fixed. We'll have that today on the show as well. That's the lineup powered by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Want to hear from you guys, 402-951-1620 on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline. You can call or text that number. Email Connor, Josh O at 1620thezone.com. Tweet at Happer Show, at Connor Happer, at producer underscore Josh on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. And we, of course, say good morning to our YouTube streaming audience, YouTube/1620thezone TV, and, of course, conveniently located on our website. Also, on our website, we'll continue to kind of point you that way if you're looking for a good hub for places and things that you can help out, causes that you can help out during this, you know, tough time for parts of our community. And really, it encompasses all of us, all of our community. You can head to 1620thezone.com/tornado relief. There is, you know, convenient locations there where you can donate to any of the various causes going on around the community right now. The Nebraska Tornado Recovery Fund, the American Red Cross, and the Salvation Army. They are all up there for you guys. 1620thezone.com/tornado relief. If you can spare a few bucks or time, the community, of course, greatly appreciates it. Still ongoing efforts to clean things up. And, you know, if we're just talking about the Omaha area, the metro area, Elkhorn, Bennington, Blair, and then crossing over into the state of Iowa, and then just some crazy video from over the weekend. I mean, we do live in the world of the social media age now, and it definitely gives you a better sense. You know, we handle severe weather around here like most Midwesterners do, right? We go outside and we take a look and we're like, huh, this doesn't seem like much. Nothing's happening at my house, so it can't be happening, really. And then you pull up Twitter, you pull up social media or wherever you go to find, you know, to connect with people, and you see these absolutely harrowing images from, you know, off Highway 6 in Lincoln, and, you know, a building getting just completely wiped out, a business getting completely wiped out, and the video from the train on highways. I mean, absolutely nuts. And so, you know, for us in Omaha, we look at that and we're like, oh, it's probably, you know, probably time to take some cover here, which I honestly think is pretty good. And our preparedness and unfortunate dealings with things like this before made it so, the Omaha Metro didn't get out unscathed as far as property loss is concerned, but as far as, you know, human life is concerned, made it out clean, which is a miracle considering all the damage that we saw from over the weekend. I mean, just crazy, horrifying stuff. Once again, that you don't have a really good grasp on until it arrives at your front door, and then all of a sudden it arrives at your front door. So if there's any listeners, come to us for whatever it is they want to get, whether it's a laugh or sports talk sometimes, or
bad food takes,
some sort of relief during the week that lost property over the weekend and had their lives completely upended, you know, reach out our way and we'd be, you know, we'd love to connect. And of course, there's, if you guys want to get in on the help, there's 1620thezone.com/tornado relief, where there's plenty of options. And then, you know, Helping Hands always been necessary as well. It's been cool to see how the community has really come together and immediately kind of, you know, flocked to the various locations to just say, hey, I'm here. What do you need? What do you need?
Yep. This is what we do.
Yeah.
This is,
bring your truck, bring your hands, whatever you got.
Bring your chainsaw.
Yeah.
We'll get through it together. That's what we do. Sobering bit of reality.
Yeah, and so there was a lot of there was a bright light, I think, to come out of a really, you know, bad weekend. I don't know about you, Josh. I guess we can kind of go through our experiences and what you saw and where you were on Friday afternoon. Like I said, it kind of, you know, we knew that there was a severe weather chance and an enhanced chance as we went on throughout the day. And like I said, the images started to pop up. I was supposed to do PA for Creighton softball on Friday, and so I went over there, and they had moved the game time around a couple times, and they ended up kind of placing it in at 6 o'clock tentatively. And so I was down there an hour or two before, and then I'm seeing all these, you know, I'm watching Bill Ramby, and you could tell and he does a really good job, because it's never like too serious, you know, you never get the sense that it's like whoa, but also it's very well known, hey, this is a serious situation. And so I'm watching that stuff, and I'm seeing all the images come out from near where I live. And I'm like, man, that's a narrow miss. Like 2.5 miles down the road or 3 miles down the road from where I live. And I'm downtown. And then all of a sudden the tornado downtown popped up. So I was bunkered in with the Creighton softball team, and was trying to figure out a way that they could play a game that night. And it became pretty clear after a little while there with the tornadoes in the area that, hey, we just need to probably push the brakes on this one tonight. Obviously the weather probably wouldn't allow them to do it anyway. And then they push it off to the next day. But what a wild, wild experience. And still there's people, like outside during the thing. And it's like, all right, sure, guys, let's, I get it. It's Midwestern. Like, nothing matters. You know, nothing could ever happen to me. But let's be safe here. Let's go inside and let's take care of ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, I was here with my fellow coworkers.
Did you head downstairs?
We headed downstairs. There was I was the guy who was, well, I'd really just like to bang this workout here real quick while it's just you know, raining.
Shocking from
here.
Josh.
Yeah, shocking from me. And then it was pretty clear that I was in the wrong, so I decided, you know what, I will go downstairs. I realized the error of my ways, hung out, socialized, and then went back upstairs, tried to do what I could to help John land on sportsmanlike conduct on Friday. He was solo, him and Nick were just trying to get through half an hour so they could get to 6 o'clock, and I was just trying to gather as much information as I could.
Yeah. I mean, we all turn into different things, you know, when stuff like that happens, to whether it's try to spread information or whatever it might be, or just protect yourself. We fortunately live in a place of the country where homes and businesses are built with these types of precautions in place, like basements, things of that nature. That saved us all. I mean, that saved our community on Friday, that's for sure. And then, you know, just a kind of a rainy weekend in general with kind of more storms going through. But like I said, I mean, it was really cool. And it's funny, and of course, we'll switch gears in the next couple minutes here, and we'll talk about Nebraska's spring game. But their place in that whole thing, it's funny how it worked. And Nebraska has always been this kind of bonding thing for the state, whether, you know, it doesn't matter what, you know, what your allegiances are, you're probably a Nebraska football fan. It's like, all right, we got Jayskers, whatever, you know, Democrat, Republican, we all like Nebraska football. Mm-hmm. And I think Nebraska football found about the only 4-hour window of sunlight to play their spring game on Saturday, which I thought was kind of fitting. You know, it's just like everybody shows up and we're kind of reeling as a community. And, you know, if you're driving into Lincoln, you're seeing the path of that one of the, you know, tornadoes hit, and, you know, y'all gather up in Memorial Stadium and support your team. And then of course there's a talking point behind it as well. So I thought that was, you know, kind of symbolic, I guess, of the weekend. It's like, yeah, it rained pretty much all weekend, coming off of a night of some really, really severe, devastating storms. And, somehow Nebraska football squeezed in a little bit of light shed on the state, and then they literally got the sunlight. I mean, it was a nice day at the game, and those were about the only few hours during our weekend. So we're coming together on this one as we always do, and we'll continue to help in any way we can. Like I said, I mean, if there's anything we could do, I know we have listeners in all those different areas. Like, if there's anything that we could do to help, please do not be afraid to reach out. I know you have a lot at your a lot of resources at your fingertips, because this community is so good at coming together. But if you need an extra hand, you know, whatever it might be, we'll be happy to either point you in the right direction or do that help ourselves. 1620thezone.com/tornado relief if you can either spare a few bucks or a helping hand for your brothers and sisters. Okay, off and running here on a Monday. Plenty of that will, I'm sure, come up during the show. We'll get into Nebraska's spring game. It was indeed a spring game, Josh. Dylan Raiola was a quarterback.
One of many.
He played for many teams, mm-hmm. both red and white. But, yeah, I think you got your guy. I think you got your guy. That's... obviously,
seems like you might want to cultivate that one. Let that one grow.
If you're starting a radio show today, we're just following the Mad Lib that was sort of laid out for us. Hey, talk about the community for a couple minutes, and then talk about Dylan Raiola,
and then Kenny Bell's potty mouth.
he did say a bad word, didn't he?
He did, but there was a lot going on while he said it, so a lot of people didn't notice.
Okay, I didn't see it pop up on Twitter, and I thought, you know, I was watching it, and I thought, did he just say that? And then I just moved on. I didn't even really... Did you rewind and take a look again?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because there was so much else happening at that exact instance that I said, wait, he didn't say it.
So we will talk about the Dylan Raiola show, which has officially left the station, coming back on the Connor Hamper Show on 1620 The Zone.
Dylan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.